would like for you now to pull yourself into an upright position, as if there were a string lined with your spine, and pulling that up so that it's a nice straight position. And to find the relaxation in that position. Find the feeling sense of right relationship between the spine and all the parts of the body connected to the spine. Explore the pathways of the energy of the spine as it starts at the back of the head and the limbic brain, following it down the neck. Just exploring the feeling sense in your neck, moving it in a way that creates a greater feeling sense of alignment and ease. And following it down to the shoulders and feeling an alignment of the shoulders to the spine in such a way that it creates a feeling sense of natural alignment, not something rigid or artificial, but the kind of alignment that leads to manifestation of feeling as if you are rightly inhabiting your body. And exploring that space for a moment, that truth of inhabiting the body. I'd like for you for just a moment, as a spark of spirit inhabiting this physical form, this flesh, muscle, and sinew, and bone, and all the other parts of the body, hair, the eyes. Just recognizing that you are not this body, that you inhabit this body. And this flesh and sinew and bone need your love, meaning your compassion, your understanding. One of the things that's important to understand about your body is its function, its purpose, is to demonstrate your thoughts. That is, in every sense of the word, its major purpose for existing. And when you stop to think about the quality of thoughts that you've had throughout your lifetime, and the virtual slavery of the elementals in your body, whose purpose it is to demonstrate your thoughts. And not just your thoughts about others and other things, thoughts about yourself and the physical form, the thoughts about how those elementals have reflected back to you your thinking. And one must ask oneself, what were those thoughts? What were the tenor and nature of those thoughts? What are the tenor and nature of the thoughts I'm having now? We assure you that a goodly percent of that 95% repeating thoughts have to do with your physical form, whose main purpose, or sole purpose, really, virtually, sole purpose, demonstrate your thoughts to you, to react to your thoughts. They are virtually stuck with this agreement until you cease, you, the spark of spirit, you, that thread of soul, until you exit the body, till you relinquish it. And then the manner in which you let go of that form profoundly affects what happens to those elementals. We'll state now for the record, they gain their freedom through cremation. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Do not leave the physical form to rot in the earth. We do everyone a disservice with this. And we anticipate the day when human beings cease to practice this leaving of the form, which causes the elementals to be trapped until such time as there is complete disintegration. And that, my friends, can take thousands of years to be there in limbo, stuck, waiting. All right. Now that we've covered that, let's get back to what we'd really like to do, which is to now focus yourself going back to that space of wearing the physical form. And we'd like you to focus your attention. There is a gland in the brain. And we want you to focus. In terms of the light body, it's called the pia. The pia. And this pia energy center is a gland in your head. I want you to focus your attention. Just in your mind's eye, your soul knows where that is. Where that center is in your head. I want you to focus on it. We often call it the sun in the center, in the middle of your head. So now focusing your attention on that sun, on that center, on that frequency of the paia. The paia is focusing on that frequency. And as you're focusing in on that frequency, you're going further and further, deeper and deeper into the sun in the center of your head. And you're going deeper and deeper into the light, surrounded by light. All is light. And yet there is a center and finding the center of the light and following it, deeper and deeper into the light, deeper and deeper into the light, farther and farther into the light. And here, in this space, you find yourself on the edge. You are a light surrounded now by nothingness. As the nothingness envelops you, and you find yourself at the center of the nothingness. Feeling yourself spiraling deeper and deeper into this nothingness. You can feel the movement, a slow spiraling motion. We're slowly moving, spiraling upward, surrounded by darkness, nothingness, having been nowhere and going nowhere. And now, separating yourself from that spiral by going into the center of the spiraling motion. And as you find the center, you are lighting it up. The light shining in the darkness. All you can see is the light, surrounded by nothing. There are only two things existing: the light and nothing. Seeing yourself, seeing your light in the sea of darkness, nothing all around you. And very, very slowly, you allow the darkness to envelop you. Until now, all that remains is darkness. Just a circle of remaining, fading light in the darkness, drifting in the darkness, becoming this darkness. Feeling the oneness that exists here in this place. Is floating, floating in a sea and a sky of nothingness. No up, no down, no left, no right. Utter nothingness. Feeling that nothingness. Being part of that nothingness. And letting go of any need to see yourself and the circle of light disappears into the nothing. Completely one. There is nothing. You are nothing. And as part of the sea of nothing, all the parts of yourself have dissolved into nothing. And you exist as nothing. And yet, you carry the memory of light. And when the sound of light touches the sea of nothing, when that sea of nothing hears the sound, the note of the soul calling, the memory of light returns. And with the memory of light and the call of the soul, your consciousness rises out of the void. Renewed, changed, transformed. For the void utilizes all energy because it is a space of creativity, nothing wasted, and you renewed, refreshed, transformed, for the energies that you no longer need have returned to the void from whence they came. There to be utilized in new and ever-evolving ways. And you, having traversed the spiraling nothingness, the energy of transformation inherent in the void, in your mind, embrace the void. Thank the void. Be grateful for its presence, for its very existence. And now, you, the light, right there in the middle of the head of the physical form, receiving this transformation, and with it, the peace and stillness of the void. Seeing yourself as light, there in the middle of the head of this physical form, receiving these energies and radiating them through the glandular system, all through the physical form. This energy of silent evolution for the ability and capacity for silence and stillness. Enfolding that knowledge into the very cells and atoms of the physical form. Enfolding the energy one more time so that you may enter it into the elementals. They will know evolution, release, for the void accepts them when you no longer need them. Old thoughts and the old emotions attached to them. As you grow and learn, old glamours, illusions, lies, untruths, and go of all of that, allowing it to return to the void and become something else. Something new. And as we step back farther and farther from the form, seeing the light and the form that it wears, and seeing that silvery thread extending into the heart and filling the heart with divine love, which is radiating outward in all directions. For your heart is the sun that powers all the other suns, including the one in the center of your head. It too receives the radiance of divine love, absorbing it, becoming one with it, until you cannot tell the difference. And those two suns joining for the third part of the triangle, the personality, that the spark, the light, also wears. And allowing that radiance of divine love to totally inundate, to saturate this triangle of energy between the heart and the mind and the personality. An equilateral triangle as the radiance of divine love connects them all, brings everything up to its next evolution, absorbing the transformation and the memory of nothingness. For a moment, taking all the conscious awareness and touching one more time the stillness, the peace, of floating in the middle of nothingness, remembering this, you are training your mind to remember this. And when you feel complete, that the light, the spark, and the heart, that the mind and the heart and the personality have received this energy, this memory, thank your soul. Thank that sun and the gland. Thank your guardian angels. Thank your guides. Thank your soul. Thank your personality and your mind. And remembering in the nothingness, we are all one. Coming back slowly into the